This is the Norton and Hales Cricket Club Podcast.
Welcome back to part two of episode 9 of the Norton and Hales Cricket Club podcast. If you tuned in for part one yesterday, you will have noticed that I'm joined by new Norton and Hales first team cricketer Jordan Ralph, and we were discussing all things army, all things cricket. And in part two, we're talking club cricket, league cricket, past and present, and where the sort of current state of affairs are. And I know in the local league it's a hot topic. And we won't be drawing into any comments regarding that, especially since we've all been served notice that we're not allowed to talk about it. So, club cricket. So you're what, 28?
Yeah, 28.
Born in some random place in Blackpool, which I will learn by the end of the season, I promise you. What got you started playing cricket?
So my granddad was the main point for cricket. My dad never played it, but my granddad always did. I never got to meet my granddad, unfortunately, because he died before I was born.
But yeah.
It was something that my nan was always massive on.
Yeah.
She grew up with my granddad always making a tease on a Saturday, and was one of them sort of people around the club that was always be there.
Yeah.
So she was always keen for me to go and play cricket.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least try and go and play cricket, and then that's where it started. So it was actually a team called Carl.
Yeah.
That I went through the junior section with, and then started playing first team cricket for them in the Northern Premier League.
Yeah.
When they were in the league.
Yeah.
Which was quite a shock at the time. It was sort of 16-17 against Dirk Nanners was playing for one of the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was Tino Best. He was playing for Netherfield.
Played against Tino a few times. Yeah, yeah.
So it was a massive eye opener.
I've played at Netherfield. Am I right to say Netherfield's that one with they've got a massive bank up one side, haven't they?
Yeah.
Did Herschel Gibbs and Jack Callis play in the same season?
Yeah, for Netherfield.
Yeah. I remember I played a lot of rep cricket then when we played against Cumbria. We turned up and played at Netherfield a few times. But yeah, sorry to distract from there, but carry on from your story. It was just a nice thing to drop
in. Yeah, it's a very flat one.
Yeah, I think I got some runs there back in 7, so yeah, it's kind of out. Because Auburnow, it's to a lot of people. I was actually a seam up bowler when I grew up as a kid, but as I've got a bit older and fatter, and the fact that we have to like make way for your younger brothers and Jack and Kashif, I'll just open the batting instead. So, but yeah, I am a keen bowler, not yet officially retired, but apparently I am. So we'll move on that. But yeah, back to your story. So
I finished at Carlton, and then started playing for Norcross, mm-hmm. team of Blackpool, and it was alright. I was away quite a bit though with Army cricket, mm-hmm. and it just sort of, because I was away through the week, I was coming back on a Saturday and getting quite a lot of stick off my missus,
mm-hmm.
for being away at cricket all day on the Saturday and just literally having Sunday morning to spend with her. And
mm-hmm.
So it was sort of taking a rough and a smooth.
So she's a reluctant cricket winner.
Yeah.
Is that adapted over the years, or
yeah,
is that kind
yeah,
of? It has, yeah. So she's all part and parcel of this.
Yeah, so as we moved to Stafford, she's fully bought into it. Well, I'd say fully bought into it.
Yeah.
She's bought into it, or she's accepted it now.
So yeah,
it's not too bad.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of those things. If they don't understand it, and then they get into it, they just realise that there's no change in the beast that is cricket. And to be fair, being a cricketer winner is quite a good thing.
Yes,
you have free time to yourself. No nagging. You're not on defeat. You all that sort of stuff. Okay, cool. So we're at Norcross. How long were you there for? So you're 28, so you must have had a fairly...
A couple of seasons.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And I had a couple of seasons where I didn't play Saturday cricket.
At all?
No, because it was at a time when I was getting ready for deployment. So doing pre-deployment stuff, which takes around 6 months as well. So that's most of the summer gone. And then coming back into it, So that was done, deployed then in February, came back sort of June, July time, and that was me just back from tour, and didn't want to get into it.
Yeah,
wanted to spend time with my wife and family, which was the most important thing then.
Yeah.
And then that's when we moved up to Stafford together.
Yeah.
And then that's when sort of got back into it properly again.
Yeah. Home from home sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So what do you enjoy about Saturday cricket? What's the good things? Obviously, we discussed at length what you like about the Army side of things. What do you enjoy about Saturday cricket? What do you look to see? Let's look at it from another point of view. What do you like? What don't you like? Because at the end of the day, I'll be honest with you, I lost love of the game for a good two or three seasons and literally threatened never to come back. I'm fully in love with it again, but you've got to find... You've got to find your happy medium, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm naturally a very competitive person. Literally, when I'm playing against my son in the back garden, football, cricket, I'll want to either hit him over the fence or score more goals than him, and he's only six.
Yeah.
So I am naturally very competitive. So naturally, every Saturday, if somebody turns up and doesn't want to win or has the wrong attitude to warming up or something like that, that has a big effect on how I feel for the rest of the day, I think.
Yeah.
I think if everybody should be turning up to achieve the same thing, and that's to win a game of cricket, I don't think that shouldn't change. I mean, I understand that people go through warm-ups and different things differently.
In the right way, yeah.
And that's fine, because as long as we've all got the same goal, we'll be able to achieve it together. There's been a few clubs in the past where I've turned up and I think they've been more bothered about getting to sort of 6 o'clock in the evening and the cricket being over and then being able to socialise than actually wanting to win a game of cricket.
Mm-hmm.
I think that whilst I do like to have a social life as well, winning a game of cricket makes a beer taste better.
I think you've noticed that as well. Cricket's a bit different to plays like football and rugby in the fact that it's a long period of time. So if you're already banking on spending that much time, you might as well spend that time wanting to make the most of it by, you know, knuckling down, scoring some runs, being the best that you can be, really. And I think that's the main thing where the competitiveness comes. And I think from us as a club, that's where we've probably moved forward over the last sort of 2 or 3 years, in the fact that we've got a good nucleus of lads now that all want the same thing and are probably quite driven. You probably saw that when you played against last year. We literally always pushing, we don't care. I would dread to see how many games we've drawn over the last 3 or 4 years, because that isn't in our mindset. We are there, we're winning, or we're not. It's just the way we are, and our entire mentality. We'd rather, you know, if we're chasing 300, we'd rather be bowled out for 150 after 30 overs or than be 150 after sort of 60 overs, that sort of thing. We're not that sort of club, and I don't really think we've got the type of playing clientele that can do that, really. And I'm quite happy and excited to be. We talk about that at that time. So, in terms of your experience in sort of club cricket, then, in terms of what you know, what five sort of top tips would you give that any sort of team that you've played with could adopt, to sort of just five basic things that they could adopt to make either preparation or just things easier on a Saturday?
So I think my biggest one would be attitude.
Yeah.
And everyone having a will to win is big, because it's like you say, if you're going to spend the best part of 7-8 hours playing cricket, why wouldn't they want to win? Why wouldn't you want to make the most of the time you have? So that's a big one, is attitude.
Yeah.
Team spirit, which they go hand in hand. Being together, and like the togetherness, which all of these go hand in hand, really. If you,
yeah.
I don't think you can have one without having the other two. So them three are pretty key, for me.
Bring him out on Valentine's. Look, it's a bit late. All the kids made
Making sure your preparation in for yourself's right.
Yeah.
Just making sure you've done what you can do. You know, and getting even a bit of shadow batting in a mirror, something like that. It's making sure you're right in your head.
It's funny you talk about shadow bats. I haven't done it for a while because I had to wean myself out of doing it. But I remember growing up as a lad, and my enthusiasm for cricket up until a few years ago was always massively. My enthusiasm was always massively outshadowed by talent, by inabundance. It was weird. But constantly walking around, walk past the mirror, making the shapes. That's what people have made. What are you doing? Nothing. People are walking around thinking you've got like Tourette's or something. I kind of get that. I think, I suppose the one that I would pick on that you sort of missed there is, from what you're saying, is really just basically not just preparation in the morning, but it frustrates me. Over the years, we have had the odd person that's been a little bit irresponsible the night before. Every now and again, you don't mind it, if you've got a birthday party or something like that. But every now and again, constantly every weekend turning up, gravied and things like that. It was always a novelty when he's playing under 19s or something. The novelty of being 18 and so a drink is a bit different. But from that point of view, it's always a bit frustrating, really. But that would be my main thing, really. Staying on club cricket for the moment, then. Obviously, you played in the Northern League, you played Liverpool Comp.
Yeah.
You played North Stars. In fact, I noted when I did a bit of research, you played against the North Stars development team last year at Port Hill. Was it Port Hill? No, at Stone.
Yeah, for the Army.
So, what's your current thoughts on league cricket? Where's league cricket at? You've obviously been playing for a number of years now. What's your honest perception of where cricket's at now, local cricket-wise?
I think it's fairly strong. I mean, I think there's more teams that are starting to buy into the preparation and the attitude and all that sort of picture. The better teams are, like you say, the more teams that are turning up with maybe one or two people that are hungover from the night before, rather than turning up with maybe six or seven that used to go out on a Friday after work. I think that's got a lot better. Mm-hmm. So the standard has increased because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's obviously still ways you can always improve, even warm-ups and things like that. And I'm sure you've seen it as well, played against different sides. You see hundreds of different warm-ups, ranging from nothing to one or two people having throwdowns to the whole team playing football and then going through some sort of fielding drill. Just the more people that can do things within a club to organise that sort of stuff, because all it takes is one person to be on point and organise that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need any equipment, you just need somebody that wants to do it and has a will to try and get better and get everyone else better within the team.
What are your thoughts on facilities? Because obviously the ECB do a lot of great work in terms of, I was quite sportive. I grew up playing at a club called Longton where, facilities were excellent. I think when I was about 13 they'd have two brand new nets installed and things like that. What's your overall assessment of facilities on the whole?
I remember they've definitely improved over the short time I've been playing. In terms of most, you don't really turn up at a ground now that hasn't got a cover of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely something that's improved on. I mean, even side screens and things like that, every club at least has one now. So the facilities in terms of that sort of stuff have got a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
We still obviously play at grounds at Dow,
but
I think they have definitely improved.
Yeah, I think we're quite lucky in the North Stars because the league committee are very strict on terms of ground rules. It's very rare that you would turn up somewhere the staff used to be horrendous. I've gone way back when, obviously the facilities were better now, but yeah, you do. I just think standard facilities. I can't think of any way you can't get a shower. I remember turning up at a couple of places when I first started playing senior cricket, when you kind of start playing against some of the lower teams in cup games and different things, and you're like, I think if you're sitting there, everyone might put a cricket bag in there and stuff like that. So yeah, it gets a bit awkward and different things like that. So okay, cool. So that's the end of part two. I will point out, if you kind of hear a bit of background noise, we're actually sat in the Red Hill in Stafford, having a quiet beer. And on that note, it's Jordan's round, so we will see you tomorrow for part three. Thank you very much for listening.
This is the Norton and Hales Cricket Club Podcast.